Chapter 2. What is success? The $64 million question. Myth number 1. Good things come to those who wait. Let's get things straight right up front. Good things do not come to those who wait. Good things come to people who have moxie. People who set goals, stay laser beam focused on their goals, who don't internalize what other people say or think about them, and who work their butts off. Period. When I started writing this book, I made contact with several of my long-term personal and professional friends, people who have known me the longest and watched me go through ups and downs. I posed this question to each of them. What characteristics or traits have you seen me exhibit over the years that you believe have helped me to achieve my success and/or happiness? I really had no idea what I would hear back, but I was interested in finding out. Did they see in me the same things I felt had helped me become successful? One of my longtime female speaker friends said, "You are always up for the confrontation, willing to battle for what you believe in. Goal-oriented, confident in your skills, not concerned with being liked, proactive in dealing with situations, willing to learn and investigate." I wrote back and asked her, "Do you think these are positive traits?" Her response was exactly what this book is about. Interesting question, because if you were a man, there wouldn't be a question about whether or not these traits are positive. Hell yes, they're positive, although other women probably don't see them that way. The additional feedback I received was very similar. A long-term male friend shared this response. "Passionate purpose. You are clear about what you intend to accomplish and then plow through any obstacle to make it happen, whether it's a short-term goal or a life goal, you believe." Perseverance. It takes perseverance to be successful. This is not limited to taking action. It has to include the perseverance of your vision and the inner knowledge that there is something you are moving towards.